Good morning, and thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summer Show.
Yeah, so today is the 19th anniversary of 9/11, and we're celebrating first responders. Heather, talk to us.
Hi, I was just calling in. My brother is a paid fireman, and he's a true hero to me, and today is also his birthday.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I wanted to wish Kurt Van Mater a very happy birthday today.
And let him know.
Our whole family really imagines him as our true hero.
Oh, that's great. So where is he a fireman?
He's a fireman at Mount Laurel.
Very good.
New Jersey.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like they're all, that community is lucky to have him.
Yes, very lucky.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Heather. Thanks for calling in this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, Dave, you and I, you know, we're in very different parts of our lives when 9/11 happened.
True.
Talk to us about that day for you.
I was shockingly still single, but I was working. I was working nights at a radio station, so I wasn't getting home till after midnight. So I would sleep till like, you know, 10, 11 a.m.
Sure.
And I was looking for a new apartment at the time, and I feel like, you know, it's so embarrassing now, knowing what happened.
Yeah.
The night before, I'd circled a bunch of apartments that I was going to call on the next day, you know, and go make little visits.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up at whatever, 10, 11 o'clock, make a little breakfast, take the dog for a walk. Still, you know, I haven't turned on radio or TV or anything.
Right.
No. And so I then, once I get back home, it's maybe like noon, I start calling these apartments, asking if I can, you know, see a showing, have a showing of the apartments. And I remember that they just act stunned that I would want to see an apartment. And I had no idea why, because I'm like, you know, I would hang up and think to myself, this is, how are they in business? Like, this is what they do. They were like, you want to see an apartment today? I'm like, yeah, today. You put an ad out for it. And then after a couple, I was like, is there something going on? And that's when I turned on the TV. But it took a while to figure it out, and just how, I had no idea when, you know, being by myself.
And you can, I totally see that from your perspective, but also from the perspective of people on the other end of the phone, right? Like, not wanting to actually say what's going on, because you should, like, just
you
be,
should
like,
know.
Why? How do you not know?
It's noon. How do you not know what's going on? And what were you, you were doing mornings at the time, I'm guessing?
Yeah. I was right here on XTU on the air. And I remember my parents were flying that day to celebrate their anniversary. They were flying from the East Coast to the West Coast to do an Alaskan cruise, that which, you know, they were so super excited about. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we watched the first plane, or we saw the footage of the first plane after it had hit, you know, the tower, and then we watched the second one. We were watching the news, and I'm trying to report on this and get, you know, but at the same time, every time we would go into a song, I would run out of the studio and call my sister, who was a stay-at-home mom at the time, and I was like, Sandy, you've got to call, you have to call, you know, US Airways, you have to call and find mom and dad. And she was like, what are you talking about? She's like, they're on the airplane. And I was like, turn on the news and call mom and dad.
So
I have to go.
She had no idea either.
She had no. Oh, she was like ironing and watching, you know, I don't know, like
Wheel of Fortune
with something crazy. Yeah. So, so that's how she found out. But I couldn't, you know, and I just remember like trying to keep myself together because I was working with someone at the time. It was like, you have to be professional. And I was like, but I don't know if my mom and dad were in one of those planes. Like, once it came out that they were cross-country flights. So,
Had they already landed where they were going, or did their flight immediately get canceled?
No. So what happened was they were over Champaign, Illinois, when the pilot came on and said to them, there have been terrorist attacks. And he explained what had happened to the passengers. And he said, so we've been ordered to clear the airspace immediately, you know, prepare for landing. And my dad said, I remember him saying that they just corkscrewed right down. Like, he had never been in an airplane that had done that before.
Wow, the pilot took him down as fast as he could.
Yeah, super fast.
Huh?
So then they were stuck in Champaign, Illinois for 2 days, which there's nothing in. My mom said she remembers getting off the plane. They all stayed in a hotel, which didn't charge anyone, but they were ill-prepared for anything. But nobody was ready for any of this, right? And she's like, I remember there being peacocks. Like, it was the weirdest thing.
But
till this day, she stays in touch with some of the other people that were on that flight because it was such a bonding experience for them. And they ended up having to come back to Philadelphia. They never made it out to Alaska. They ended up having to come back to Philadelphia. They were the first plane back up in the air. And really? The whole thing was like, you know, you just get chills.
So
but
surreal,
but
yeah.
I know that so many members of XTU Nation were with me on that day because I, you know, just trying to keep it together and people were calling and, you know, like, and I remember talking to people who were in New Jersey and they could see the smoke from the Twin Towers from where they were, and they were calling in and giving us play-by-play reports over the next few days. It was,
wow,
gosh, it was, you know, just, you just don't ever forget that. You don't ever forget it.
And as we, you know, should every day salute first responders, yes, but especially today. So if there's somebody you'd like to give a shout out to, by all means, give us a call. You can even text us. That's
sure.
easier for you. 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
Good morning, and thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summers Show here on XTU.
We are celebrating our first responders today. Dana, talk to us.
Good morning. I wanted to have you celebrate my boys. They're both first responders in Morristown. They're volunteers, and one's a paid firefighter. They were very young when 9/11 happened, and I think that it still stood in their mind. And so since they were old enough to be young junior firefighters, they joined the fire department, and they still are doing that today.
That's amazing.
Wow, that's great. You must be so proud, Dana.
Very proud of both of them.
You know, it's interesting, Dana, because your sons were very young when it happened, and I remember mm-hmm. not having children, but that being a big topic of discussion right after, you know, 19 years ago. Like, how do we talk to our kids about what just happened? And clearly, you know, you were, I mean, I know it takes a village, but I'm going to give you a lot of the credit, Mama, for raising two great kids who are dedicating their lives to service. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, their father and their uncle were in the Marine Corps, and so I think it's just in their blood, and very, very proud of what they do.
That's awesome. As well you should be. Well done, Dana. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Kim. Is there a first responder you'd like to give a little shout-out to?
I actually have a couple of them.
Sure.
My fiancé is a volunteer firefighter for Deptford. I would love to tell him that I love him and I'm proud of him. And I respect them for doing the firefighting. Also, my brother-in-law, Eric, he is a volunteer for Hamilton. He is an amazing firefighter just as well. He was also young when this all happened. And then my brother-in-law that is a New York firefighter now in Port Jervis, from Port Jervis, New York.
Awesome. It sounds like you're surrounded by a bunch of really amazing people, Kim. Thank you so much for sharing this morning.
Thank you. I love your show.
Fresh squeeze.
Age free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So I just wanted to give a call. I heard that you were giving a shout out to the first responders today.
Yes.
And my son is a police officer in Delaware County, and his girlfriend is a EMT and is in school to be a physician's assistant. So they've been going through it these past couple months with COVID and everything else going on in the world. So I just wanted to let them know that, you know, I appreciate them every day and to, you know, keep doing the great job that they are to change this world.
That's awesome, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Love your station.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on this Emilio guy.
Yes.
First, I just wanted to say I've always been a long, long time Katie Holmes fan. Absolutely loved her and everything.
She's great.
Good
but this Emilio guy, the way you're talking about him, reminds me of the Night of the Roxbury, where they're sitting there and they're going, Emilio! And every celebrity is like, you know, oh, God, it's them.
Yes!
Oh, God. It was like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, that is so them. It is so Emilio.
That is right on the nose. That's exactly it. That's hilarious.
Oh, that is awesome. I love you guys. I love your show.
Thanks, Mike.
WXTU and WXTU HD1 Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
I'll always remember where I was in that feeling.
Another year, another September.
It's always one of those things where you think about how much that changed our day-to-day lives.
We still remember.
It'll never be forgotten.
92.5 XTU.
Good morning, XTU.
Yeah, I was wondering if I can get a request put in.
Oh, sure. What do you want to hear?
Bill Rosario's All Gave Some.
Oh, yeah. Some Gave All, for sure. So, obviously, today, the anniversary, the 19th anniversary of 9/11, and we're celebrating first responders. Is there somebody you wanted to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, my brother. He was a Marine. He died in a helicopter crash from the sandstorm from 9/11.
I'm so sorry. What's your brother's name?
Corporal Sean Patrick Kelly out of Pittman, New Jersey.
All right, well, this one's going out to him. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. Saluting our first responders today. Long overdue, because it's too bad we can't do this every day. But
it is,
of course, the anniversary of 9/11.
Absolutely.
So, Paul, who it is you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to shout-out my niece, Elizabeth Cartwright, Liz Cartwright. She's an Abington Township police officer. Her father died. He was a police officer. He died when she was way, way, way too young. And in his honor, she followed in his footsteps, and she does a great job. She has two younger siblings, and now her mother has passed away, and she kind of is at the helm. And I'm crying. I'm sorry.
And
I'm like welled up with tears at how proud I am of my niece and how great she's doing. Now my nephew, her little brother, is at Westchester studying criminal justice, and I'm just so proud of all of them and what she does every day. She is an amazing person.
That is beautiful, Paul. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that story with us.
Thank you. I love you guys. I love your show. And thank you so much to everybody out there that does all they do to keep us safe and help us when we need help every day.
Absolutely.
Well said, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. You too, Paul. So taking a look at our text line before we get to Jennifer, we've got Dennis in Delco who says, good morning. Just want to give a shout out to my boy Jesse. And remember, everyone deployed. My boy Jesse's down in New Mexico. Come home soon, brother. And also, Alyssa says her boyfriend is a volunteer firefighter in Delco. He's been training to be a paid firefighter because he just loves helping people so much, even if it means leaving the dinner table as soon as the meal starts or leaving bed for a 3 a.m. fire call. So to Alyssa and her boyfriend and Dennis and Jesse and all of our first responders and their loved ones who are, you know, true, keeping it together at home as well. Thank you for all that you guys do.
And Jennifer, who's on your mind this morning?
Two people, my fiance, Glenn, and then my soon-to-be father-in-law, Joe, and they are both EMS workers for the Cheltenham Fire District.
That's awesome. All right. Well, big shout-out to those guys, Jennifer. Thank you. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Thank you.
And if there's anybody who's on your mind, you can give us a call or text 215-263-6700.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
Thank you for starting off your Friday morning with the Andy Summers Show here on XTU. Today, saluting our first responders in honor of the 19th anniversary of 9/11. Good morning, Lisa. Who's on your mind today?
Good morning. I am thinking of my husband, Dave, and the East Greenville Fire Department. And I'm thinking of my father, Jim, and the Lionville Fire Department.
Wow.
You got it in the family, huh?
They say you marry your father. I guess I did.
There you go. Well, thanks for sharing that. And thanks to Dave and Jim for their service.
Thank you very much for thinking of them as well.
Good morning, Polly. Who's in your thoughts today?
Hi. I'd like to give a shout out to my husband, Andy. He's a police officer in Philadelphia.
Awesome.
Yep, and then I have a stepson, Andrew. He is in the Navy right now. He's in a ship in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're both pretty awesome.
How long has he been over there on the ship?
He has been on the ship for about a month now.
How's it going?
He's loving it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's having a great time. We get pictures every day, and it's so cool to see, like, the next day in a picture.
Oh, right. You're getting them a day ahead of time.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. All right, Polly, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Good morning, XTU. Who is this?
Ximena.
Hey, Ximena.
I just wanted to talk about my son. When 9/11, he was only 11, but now he's a police officer for the Philadelphia Police Department.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was tough for everybody that day. It was just a crazy day. I was home. I just turned on the TV just like I usually do after the kids left for school, and then I saw the plane going into the building. I thought it was a fake. I didn't think it was real.
You know, and I felt that same way. Because your brain goes to things that it understands, right? So I remember thinking, like, was this some sort of trick? Was it an illusion of some sort?
It couldn't be happening, right?
It couldn't be happening.
Right. I didn't think it would. Never in a million years did I think that would happen.
Yeah. Yeah, but look.
And then I had to scramble and trying to get my kids, you know, home from school. It was crazy.
Oh, man.
Because everybody was letting their kids out. You know, the schools were letting everybody out, and I had to go pick them up, and it was just crazy.
Just chaos, right?
Yes, it was. Everybody, like, gathered together. Every family member just gathered together in one place. It was just everybody was let out of work, and so we all just kind of quietly thought about things, you know, just like, what is this? You know, it was just crazy.
Well, you made it through, and look at that. Now your son is a Philly police officer. That's fantastic.
Yes, he is.
Awesome. You have a lot to be proud of, Ximena. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning, Sierra. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you guys for talking about 9/11 today. I felt like everything that's going on in the world, a lot of people have kind of forgotten. I work for the Department of Justice, and 9/11 is part of the reason I do that, and my fiance is a Philadelphia firefighter, so we really appreciate you guys showing love to first responders and people out there today. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
You are so welcome, and thank you for all that you and your fiance do, Sierra.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Love your show.
Thank you for starting off your day with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Yep, today is the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. It is a day that we celebrate our first responders. And Karen says, please give a shout out to my son. He's a volunteer firefighter and police officer in Delaware County. She said, we both listen to your show every day. He was 2 when 9/11 happened, but as soon as he was old enough to learn about it, the first thing he wanted to do was go to the 9/11 memorial. So, big shout out to you. Karen says his initials are BS. I don't know if that means that he's full of that or if she just didn't want to say his name. So anyway, a big shout out to you. Also, Ashley wants to give a shout out to all the volunteer firefighters out there. She says their willingness to serve without compensation deserves some extra recognition today, especially through the pandemic, which is a really good point.
For sure. If there's somebody you would like to give a shout out today, you can text or call at 215-263-6700. Victoria, good morning. Who's in your thoughts today?
I just want to thank my dad and my sister and my brother-in-law, because my dad, he's the fire chief of my local fire department, and my brother-in-law, he is a paid firefighter, and my sister, she is a firefighter along with my dad, and it just runs into the family. And I just want to thank all the first responders on this day, because where would we be without our first responders?
You're absolutely right, Victoria. Thank you so much, and thanks to your family.
Thank you. Love you guys. Love your show.
So today being the 19th anniversary of 9/11, we're saluting first responders today. Mm-hmm. Taking your calls and texts if there's somebody you'd like to give a shout-out to at 215-263-6700. We got a text. This one is so adorable, Andy.
Share it with me.
It might make you cry.
Oh, no.
So this is a text from Josephine, who's 2 years old, so she might have had a little help with it. Would like to recognize her daddy, John, who works as a police officer for the Drexel University Police Department. They currently live states apart, currently in North Carolina, but listens to XTU via Alexa to feel closer to Philadelphia and daddy.
Oh, Josephine.
that sweet?
That's awesome. Yeah. We're sending virtual hugs to your dad right now. Thank you so much for your service. So, Brian, while I dry my tears, give us your shout-outs.
I had quite a few. My father was in the police department in Philadelphia for 25 years. He had gotten on in 1960. That was the reason that I got on. The reason he got on was because of his uncle, who had been on for 20-some years. I did 30. I retired 5 years ago. My wife has 23 on. She's still active. Wow. My brother-in-law has just about 30 on. He's still active. Everybody in Philadelphia, or Philadelphia police. It's nice to have this particular date remembered, just because I think people tend to forget what things were like right after it happened, and how everybody drove around waving flags, and everybody seemed to be on the same page. And look at us now. I mean, nobody can agree long enough to talk face to face to try to work out problems. So I just hope that things like this and remembering things like this bring everything back for everybody.
Well, we're doing the best we can with that, Brian. I agree. Thank you so much for checking in this morning. Thank you for your service and for those of your family members as well.
Well, thank you guys for what you do, too. I love your station and listen to your show every morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Take care.
Good morning, Marissa. So who's on your mind today?
So it is my brother, Anthony. He is a firefighter from Winslow Township, and then my brother-in-law, Zach. He is a career firefighter in Howard County, Maryland, and he is a volunteer in Winslow Township as well.
That is awesome. Big shout-out to those guys for doing all they do. Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you. Love your show.
If you run on coffee and Philly's Country in the morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show,
The Andy Summers Show,
on 92.5. XTU.
Good morning, and thank you for starting off your Friday with the Andy Summers Show here on XTU.
We are celebrating all of our first responders today. This is the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Marissa, who are you thinking about today?
So it is my brother, Anthony. He is a firefighter from Winslow Township. And then my brother-in-law, Zach. He is a career firefighter in Howard County, Maryland, and he is a volunteer in Winslow Township as well.
That is awesome. Big shout out to those guys for doing all they do. Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you. Love your show.
Good morning, and thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU on the 19th anniversary of September 11th. So we're honoring all our first responders today. If you'd like to call up or text anyone you want to give a shout out to, 215-263-6700.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of great and emotional television on today, all day long on the History Channel. There's going to be specials on. And then the one thing that my daughter was really looking forward to watching, because, you know, she's 12 years old. She's in seventh grade this year, and she's been learning about 9/11 and stuff. But we saw this advertised, and she was like, I really feel like we should watch this. So this is what we're going to be doing tonight. It's called The Final Minutes of Flight 93. So that's at 8 o'clock on History. Also, 8 o'clock on ABC, 9/11 Remembered, The Day We Came Together. So lots of really poignant specials on. Thank you so much to those of you who are honoring your loved ones who are serving us right now as a first responder. Today is First Responders Day as well. So Mary Pat Moyer of Conshohocken wants to give a shout out to her son, Chip Campbell. He's a firefighter in Philadelphia, worked all through the pandemic. She said that she and her family are also proud of what he does. And this is nice. Shelby in Haynesport, she says, I'm a volunteer EMT and EMS chief at Haynesport EMS, and I want to give a shout-out to all the volunteer EMTs and volunteer firefighters at Haynesport EMS Fire Company, especially my mom, Christina, and sister, Robin.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Denise, who is it for you?
Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you for helping us not to forget, and that on that day, 19 years ago, I was driving into work in Center City, Philadelphia, with WXTU on, of course. And that's when I first heard about the plane that hit the towers and thought it was a small plane. And I was running late and parked the car and walked to the building, which is like a 10-minute walk. And people were driving erratically. They went to stop signs. And then I got into the building. And in the lobby, they had the coverage on me. I saw the fire. And I worked in the 34th floor of the Verizon building at the time. and we watched as a group the towers fall, and we left early, and it took me 4 hours to get to Turnersville, where a friend lived, and XTU was on the radio for the entire drive home and handled everything with grace and dignity, kept us informed, and the tributes after from all the music idols at the time were just so poignant, and you all did a great job playing this over and over again. So here's a thank you to everybody for that day and a remembrance to everybody who passed that day. And just wanted to say thank you. And we watch the shows every year. We make ourselves watch them so we don't forget. And thank you for doing your part.
Thank you so much, Denise. Thanks for staying with us through all these years as well. Wow.
You're welcome. I was at your first anniversary show. So oh, I've been kidding. A listener.
You've been through it all. Wow, forever. That's amazing.
Yeah. And you're amazing. And I love you and love your show. And have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much, Denise. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mornings with the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.